USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former President Donald Trump is remembering 9/11, sharing a video on his Truth Social platform.
The images of dark plumes of smoke billowing over lower Manhattan, the Pentagon, and a field of Pennsylvania, such a beautiful field, are seared into our minds forever. We will never forget.
In the video, he paid tribute to the victims and the first responders who lost their lives, as well as those who courageously rescued the injured during the terrorist attack. President Biden Monday marked a new airline deal and other business investments while in Hanoi. Biden met with Prime Minister Pham Minh Chinh of Vietnam, and the two welcomed a new $7.8 billion deal made between Boeing and Vietnam Airlines. The deal is expected to support over 30,000 U.S. jobs. Republican lawmakers in New Mexico are pushing for the impeachment of Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham due to her recent firearms order, asserting that she's unfit for office. State Representative John Block telling Fox and Friends,
I think there are many Democrats who absolutely could join us on this. This is something that I see bipartisan opposition to, with the governor doing incredibly unconstitutional things like taking away our Second Amendment rights.
The governor issued an emergency health order temporarily suspending open and concealed carry laws for at least 30 days after several children were shot over the summer. Under a proposed regulation by President Biden's administration, a new Department of Labor rule would make salaried workers eligible for overtime pay. Under the new rule, full-time employees would be compensated by their employers for any overtime worked if they were to make less than $55,068 annually. The American Red Cross has declared a national blood shortage, citing a nearly 25% drop in the country's blood supply since early last month. The organization is warning the shortage could potentially jeopardize the medical care of patients with critical conditions like cancer and sickle cell disease. This is USA News.
Linda, let's run vitals and measurements on Chairman Meow. And then
springtime is itchy skin time at Violet's Pet Clinic.
Oh, no. He seems to be very uncomfortable.
She needs more allergy vets to scratch appointments off her list.
Okay, let me see if I can find someone to get some steroid cream for him.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, did you know Vistaprint prints everything a small business needs? Like if a barbershop needs signage, we print outdoor signs, posters, and banners. Or if a ballet school needs merch,
we print
tote bags, t-shirts, hoodies, hats. Or if a coffee shop needs a total refresh, Vistaprint designs logos and prints it on menus, mugs, paper bags, anything. Because with Vistaprint, the printabilities are endless. Print it all with 25% off for new customers with code NEW25 at Vistaprint.com.
Pennsylvania police are expanding their search for the escaped convicted murderer Danilo Cavalcante after he was spotted overnight Saturday.
Investigators were also made aware of another sighting in the Phoenixville area in which Cavalcante appeared at a residence of another old work associate at 10:07 p.m. That associate was not home, but a female resident observed Cavalcante and called her friend.
State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens said he's now changed his appearance and is on the move after stealing a van from a nearby dairy farm and later abandoning it. An updated COVID-19 vaccine has been signed off by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration as a way to fight off the new Omicron subvariant of the coronavirus. The booster shots from Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech have been approved for people 12 and older, but they could be approved for people 6 months to 11 years old for emergency use. A cyber attack targeting MGM Resorts resulted in the temporary shutdown of a number of hotel systems today. According to sources, some hotel guests found themselves unable to access their rooms at prominent Vegas resorts like Mandalay Bay and the Bellagio due to malfunctioning electronic room keys. MGM has released a statement indicating that they promptly alerted law enforcement and implemented measures to safeguard their systems and data. As of now, there is no definitive timeline for when MGM's systems will be restored. Approximately 15 million households will have access to Disney-owned channels again. It's been reported the media company has come to an agreement with Charter Communications. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
You said 1,500 hours.
Dax's hangar flies high thanks to its military precision.
You copy?
He wants to land some aircraft mechanics, preferably with a military background.
Okay, I wasn't aware of any timeline.
Cancel. Stand by for new assignments.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.